worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. So glad that you're all joining us from your homes or on the road, wherever you are. We just thank God that you are a part of the Joy community. There are a few announcements as we begin our time together. First of all, regarding confirmation, confirmation registration will be available online beginning next Wednesday. So there will be a link in the e-news. You follow that link and it takes you directly to the registration page. Looking forward to our confirmation kids being back in action this fall. Also, confirmation kickoff, which is a different, it's an event. It's on Wednesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. It is for families and students, both. So everybody is supposed to come to this. It's a confirmation orientation where we lay out the program ministry of this year. JYG, our senior high youth group, will have their kickoff on August 15th at their regular time, which is a Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And finally, regarding the youth gathering, the ELCA youth gathering in 2022, which is going to be held in Minneapolis, Minnesota, an informational meeting will be held on August 22nd. That's a Sunday morning following that morning's worship service. My final announcement today is one that I'm not sure. We're recording this before the council meets on Thursday night. So I just want to be absolutely clear that council is meeting to discuss the COVID recommendations from the CDC and Tri-County, which have come out recently, and it's probably going to affect our ministry. What I'm asking you to do is please be supportive of our council members as they go through this difficult time and understand that we really need to be flexible this fall, that no one is trying to hurt anyone else, but out of love and compassion, we're trying to do the right thing. So please be patient and loving and supportive of the ministry here at Joy. We all will greatly appreciate it. Well, that concludes the announcements that we have for this morning. So let's begin our worship the way that we always do, by taking a moment of peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Let's share that same peace that we receive from God with the people around us or the people far away. We continue with our confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, and the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's abundant love and grace, let us confess our sins. A moment of silent reflection. We confess together. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, who is the manna from heaven, we are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough for everyone. Through Jesus, the living bread of life, we are shown God's mercy, and we are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen. Let's sing together our opening hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
Be thou my vision, O Lord.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let's join together in praying the prayer of the day. Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread always, that he may live in us and we in him, and that, strengthened by this food, we may live as his body in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue our worship this morning by hearing God's word, the lessons.
The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 4 through 8. Today's first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 18, describes the contest between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. The contest proves that the Lord is God, and afterward, Elijah orders the killing of the Baal prophets. Angered by the deaths of her prophets, Queen Jezebel threatens to kill Elijah. This reading finds Elijah fleeing, fatigued, and in utter despair. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. Our responsive psalm is the 34th psalm, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Taste and see the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. Our second lesson is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 5, verse 2. Christians are called to be imitators of God. This does not mean Christians are perfect. Rather, the Spirit is at work in our lives so that our actions and attitudes genuinely reflect the love and forgiveness we have received through Christ and his death. So then, putting away falsehood, let us all speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Here end the readings.
This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain again about him because he had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" But Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that everyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors, they ate manna in the wilderness and they still died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." This is the word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We continue with our children's sermon. Hey friends, it is so good to be with you again today. Welcome to our children's sermon. I'm so happy that you're here. You know, it's hard to believe, but I know many of you are getting ready for school to start. And some of you might be excited. Some of you might be a little bit sad that summer is already approaching the end. Some of you might just kind of be like, eh. But I know that some of you might be a little bit worried. I know that some of you went through a really tough time last year. It was a really weird school year, wasn't it? Well, I don't know what this school year will be like, but I know what I hope it to be like. And I hope that it is a place and it is a time and it is a year where you can learn and you can be who you are, and you can be with your friends, and you can spend time with your teachers. I hope it's a year where you can grow as people and to build community with one another. know, in our reading today, Jesus is talking to the crowds and he calls himself the bread of life. And what he means by that is this promise that God makes to all of us and to all of creation and to all people throughout time, that God isn't going to give up on us. That's what Jesus means when he says that he is the bread of life. Because whoever comes to Jesus and whoever receives Jesus will find rest. And you'll find hope. And you'll find joy. And you'll find love and peace and harmony. Even if things in life aren't always going like how we hope or how we plan. If we remember that Jesus is the bread of life, we also remember that God never gives up on us. And God never leaves us, and God never forsakes us or abandons us. God is always with us, and God will provide for us the strength that we need to keep going. One of the ways we celebrate Jesus as the bread of life is through communion. And so we receive the bread and we're told this is the body of Christ given for you. And we receive the wine or the grape juice and we were told this is the blood of Christ shed for you. And it strengthens us. It gives us the courage and the remembrance to keep going, knowing that God will lead us out of this time and into a time of joy and peace and love. So my friends, whether you're going back to school this week or in the next couple of weeks, whatever the school year has in store for you, whatever it looks like, whatever things happen, whatever things change as we go along, always remember, Jesus, the bread of life, is with us. And Jesus, the bread of life, will give us the strength to keep going. Jesus, the bread of life, will lead us to a new day and to a time of hope and joy. Will you please say a prayer with me today? Good and gracious God, we thank you that you have promised to be with us, that you have promised to nourish us and to give us strength. Sometimes life can be difficult, it can be challenging, it can be hard. But we know that you are with us, and we know that you will not leave us. We know that you do not give up on us, so help us to not give up on you. Help us to trust you and to walk in faith, knowing that we will get through all of the challenges that await us. I pray for these kids and for the start of their school year. Strengthen them in faith. Help them to be loving and kind and gracious. Help them to encourage one another and to always remember that you are with us. And all God's people said, Amen. All right, friends, I will see you soon. Take care. Be well. God is with you. Keep moving forward. My friends, brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you from God and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. My friends in Christ, if I am being completely honest with you, I have to say that this week has been a week where I have taken express notice that I just feel tired. Flat out, I feel tired. And this isn't meant to be a bad kind of tired. It's actually a very good kind of tired. It's a combination of some really, really good things, some really great past weeks, but also this lingering tired feeling that we've been carrying around for about a year and a half. You know the feeling? I spent the last week with 14 of our youth at Rainbow Trail Lutheran Camp. And looking back on it, I honestly don't know where the week went. I don't know how we packed so much into 1 week, but all I can say is that it was incredible. It was an incredible week. We hiked mountains. We sang and we danced. We rafted. We did rope courses. We studied scripture. And perhaps even more amazing in all of it is we did this with 100 other people that we created this community with in just 1 week. It was honestly such an incredible time, and I have loved every single minute that I got to spend with the youth of our church. And if you don't know them, if you haven't talked with them, if you haven't spent time with them, do so. They are incredible. They are incredible young people. And I am inspired by their faith and by their courage. But truthfully, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. It was a long, long week that went by so quickly. And you know how sometimes even the things that you enjoy the most, they seem to take a while to recover from? Like you don't regret the time that you had, you don't regret the things that you did because it was so worth it. But it just seems to take a while to come back from. And it seems like any tiredness that you had from before just kind of gets compounded from all the excitement and the joy that you've just experienced. That's kind of where I'm at today. Because my week at Rainbow Trail was absolutely wonderful. But the other part of this week, this post-camp week, is that for my family, we've been preparing for this for some time now. You see, some of my family is with us this weekend, and we haven't seen each other in over a year. Like many of you, I know you have similar stories of this kind of nature, but it takes just a moment to realize how much that wears on a person. How much it wears on you to not be able to see your family and friends as we're so often used to. It's not like hiking up a mountain all in one day. It's something smaller, and it wears on you little by little. And yet, here we are. Here we are this weekend. My family is here with my family, my joy family. We're together. And I wonder how it's even possible that we got to this point. How did we get here anyway? You know, in our first lesson today, Elijah has pretty much reached his end. He is convinced he's got nothing left in the tank. He's exhausted. He's completely wiped out. He is just done with all of it. Some of it's because he's been a part of some incredible things that God has done, those joyous occasions that just take a lot out of you. And some of it's because of these little moments of just being worn down by the challenges that he faced by being called as a prophet of God. So he's done. He's tired. He's exhausted. He can't go on anymore. And so he leaves Israel and he journeys into the wilderness all the way to the Mount at Horeb. But the thing is he's not just leaving one place for another. He's just not moving from one place to another. There's something more significant happening here. You see, because Israel was the promised land. That's where Elijah was. That's what Elijah is leaving behind. And Elijah is traveling all the way into the wilderness, back towards Egypt, back to Mount Horeb, or also which is called Mount Sinai, where Moses received the Ten Commandments. Elijah is going all the way back. And so symbolically, he's not just moving from one place to another. He is leaving behind the promise of God, and he's going back to a place of wilderness because he's giving up. And it seems like that could be the end of the story, except it's not. Because God doesn't give up. God hasn't given up on Elijah. If there's one thing that we consistently see throughout Scripture, Testaments old and new, it's that God doesn't give up. Not when sin and death first infiltrated God's good creation. Not when the people continuously turned away from God's love and mercy. Not even when God was rejected in Christ. God doesn't give up. God is determined to renew and restore and bring this whole creation to newness of life. And because of that, God refuses to give up on us too. So God says, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" That's the question that he asks him. What are you doing here? And of course, we know, and God knows, and Elijah knows why he's there in the wilderness. It's because he's giving up. It's because he's done. And he will even try to tell God that he can't go on anymore. I can't do this anymore, God. Except that he can. God knows that he can. Because God hasn't given up. God hasn't abandoned Elijah. God is still with Elijah. And so God feeds Elijah so that he may be strengthened for the next part of his journey. God is with Elijah. God provides for Elijah with the sustenance that he needs to keep going, to keep pressing on, to continue the work that God has begun in and through him. Because God is so determined to heal each of us and this world that we live in. God doesn't give up. You know, there's a lot of things that we can also talk about in John chapter 6, most of them bread related. And so if you like bread, like I like bread, then this is a pretty good chapter that we could talk a lot about. I mean, are we talking about Olive Garden breadsticks? Are we talking about Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits? I'm all about the bread. But the truth is that bread can only fill you up so much. You eat the bread, and you get hungry again. Even bread can only give you so much energy that we need to keep going. Even bread is not enough sometimes. And Jesus knows this. And he's trying to help the crowds, and he's trying to help us understand this. That we cannot simply will ourselves to the fullness of life. Try as we might to convince ourselves, no amount of rugged individualism, no amount of pull yourself up by your bootstraps motivational talk, no amount of self-willing will ever be enough. We can't just keep adding more bread, more protein powder, more caffeine, more on our schedules, more social media platforms, more motivational podcasts and self-help books. It won't work. That's not where we will be satisfied. We won't find rest. And we won't live as fulfilled people. We will only truly find our rest. We will only truly find our true fulfillment. We will only truly recognize the abundance that exists right in front of us. When we remember who God is, we will only truly be fulfilled when we find our peace and our comfort and our rest in God. We will find fulfillment when we remember that God provides, that God is with us, that God, our Lord, our Creator, our Source, will never forsake us. Or leave us. We will only find fulfillment when we remember that God doesn't give up. And that in Christ, we see the fulfillment of this promise. in Christ, we see as living proof that God will not give up. That through His grace and love, we are prepared for whatever lies ahead. Because it's by God's grace and love that we're even here today. We sometimes talk about history as one of human triumph and perseverance. Look what all we've had to overcome. Look at all we've had to do in order to get to this place and time. And we forget that it is because God is so committed to the life of the world that He sent His only Son so that we may have life abundantly. That's why we're here. Not through our own determination. We are here because God is faithful. We are here because God in Christ Jesus loves this world. And God in Christ Jesus loves you. We are here because God has graciously provided for us. God has provided us the strength that we need to continue on the journey. God has provided us with the nourishment to keep going. What Jesus is trying to tell the crowds and all of us today is that the grace of God is truly enough for each of us. So my friends in Christ, it has been a long journey this past year and a half. And I know that we are all feeling tired from what this year and a half has brought. We are all feeling tired, for some of them for similar reasons, others for more unique reasons. This past year and a half has affected us in ways we don't fully yet understand. And I know that there have been times where we feel like we take two steps forward and then we take a few more back, and it feels like we're just not making any progress, and it feels like you just want to give up and say, I don't even care anymore. I'm done with this. I know that we just want it all to be over. But we can't run to the wilderness like Elijah. God won't let us give up because this is not the end of our journey. We are fed and we are nourished by Jesus, the bread of life, and so we are renewed in our faith and our hope. We are strengthened for the journey ahead. We are so close. So as we press on, we know that God is with us. We know that God has brought us to this place in time. We are here because God has led us to be together. In Christ, we are ready. As we hold on to this promise that God never gives up, in Christ, we are ready. In Christ, we are called God's beloved. In Christ, we are called the church. The church cannot give up. The church continues to walk forward in faith and hope that God will never give up. And so we come to this table. We come to this table that Christ has prepared for us, that we may be strengthened once again, that we may be reminded of our hope, that we may be renewed in our minds and spirits and bodies by Christ's own love and grace, knowing that it is enough. And we come to this table together. Whether we're in person or whether we are at our homes, we are together. Because we do not take this journey alone. We have the church. We have the community of saints. We have Christ who is with us because God is faithful. God is with us. God provides for us. Because God will not give up on us. Let us not give up on God. All praise be to Christ, our hope and our peace and our rest. Amen.
Let us join together with God's people around the world and throughout time. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us join our hearts and minds and raise our prayers up to God as we pray for the whole church in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, there are times in our lives, in our work, in the ministry of the church, that we feel weary. We ask, Lord, that you help us to remember that you are the power that sustains us, and you have given us the bread of life. So help us to come to Jesus so that we can have our joy, our strength, and our peace restored so that we are empowered to do your work in this world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we once again navigate through this, yes, irritating, and always temporary COVID landscape, we ask that you help us to integrate your holy word into our hearts and our minds. Help us to be kind to one another. Help us to be tender-hearted and forgiving one another, even as you have in Christ Jesus forgiven us. Let us be your living word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you know some of your children are sick or suffering or need your healing touch. We remember those in our community today who really could use your blessing and your strength by your Holy Spirit. We pray for Janie Sapin and Ann Collins, Ruth Wright, Steve Gilbert, Doc Martin, Rob Stenman. There are others that we carry around with us every single day, and so we raise those names to you in prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord God, as you called your prophets of old into work into this world, we ask that you be with Brad and Rachel Weiss and their little daughter, Petra. These are children of Marty Brosh, member of our church. And as they are going out into this world, they're headed to Nepal to work against, to oppose human trafficking and to try to be a blessing to others. So, Lord, we ask that you protect them by your Holy Spirit and guide them in their work and bring them home safely when it's time for them to return. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Lord God, it is our great joy to witness once again you name and claim one of your precious children as your very own. We ask that you be with Declan Kirk Jerome as he is baptized this weekend. Pour out your Holy Spirit onto him and guide him in your truth and love. And we ask that you be with Lauren and Ryan and Blakely, his family, as they continue to surround him in love as he grows in years. And be with Tim and Cole and all the sponsors and the family and friends and our church as we come together to love and raise Declan into the faith. Help us to be your people and to do what you've called us to do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, who's our Lord and Savior. Amen. This morning, we do continue with the offering. So listen to this music. Let it seep into your hearts and minds and feel the love in the presence of our God. now with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary. It's our duty and our joy that we should at all time and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the bread of life, who once again on this day is overcoming death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection he has opened the way to everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn. God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. We praise you, O God. Generations bless your faithfulness through water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. We thank you, O God. And in the night in which he is betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And our Lord Jesus, when he gathered with his friends, taught them to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the body of Christ given for you. And this is the blood of Christ shed for you. I invite you to receive the blessing. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ strengthen us and keep us always in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the bread of life, and we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, we ask that you now strengthen us by your Holy Spirit so that we can love your world with the life you have given us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us and keep us now and forever. Amen. Let's sing together our closing hymn. And now, go in peace. We are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.